One bill elevates to a Class E felony the killing of a police dog or police horse. Republican George Maziarz sponsored the bill in the Senate.
Actually, in Niagara County, in the area that I represent, 2 years ago now, there was a police dog killed in the line of duty. His name was Rocky, and I actually went to his funeral.
Maziarz and Democrat Kenneth Zebrowski, who sponsored the bill in the Assembly, point to a second police dog killing that occurred after the bill was introduced. Here's Zebrowski.
Making the killing of a police dog a felony, we had sponsored earlier this year, but it really came to light in the unfortunate circumstances in Herkimer County where the dog Ape was shot and killed. I think it was an example of how valiant these animals, these dogs, can be. And that dog Ape not only saved law enforcement lives, but saved civilian lives as well.
He refers to the 2-year-old FBI dog Ape, killed upstate in Herkimer County by a gunman who was hiding out in an abandoned bar. That gunman had fatally shot 4 people before he was killed. Maziarz says Ape's death, 2 years after Rocky's, drew more support for his legislation.
Unfortunately, because of the second incident, you know, and the additional media attention, Governor Cuomo called me up and was very interested in the bill, and we moved it through the legislature and able to get it signed into law.
The law currently classifies the killing of a police animal as a Class A misdemeanor. The new law elevating the penalty to a Class E felony takes effect November 1st. Zebrowski from New City in Rockland County sponsored another bill. It pertains to police dogs that bite someone during the course of official work.
We've updated our laws so that these animals no longer will have a 10-day waiting period if they bite a criminal in the apprehension. And it's important to note that our local police departments oftentimes only have 1 or 2 dogs. So by having a dog in a mandatory quarantine period, they're down and aren't able to carry out their investigations. What this bill does is it allows the local health department to sign off on a waiver, check their vaccinations, and get these dogs back out into the field.
Independent Democrat David Carlucci sponsored the bill in the Senate. Zebrowski says the Clarkstown police in his district were the impetus for the bill.
There was a murder a couple years ago where they used their police dog to track down and apprehend the individual in North New City. What they found is it's a drain on their resources, and they weren't able to go back into the field with these animals because of the mandatory quarantine period. So the Clarkstown police had approached myself and Senator Carlucci and asked us to update the law, and we worked on it and got it done this year.
The law takes effect immediately. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.